Later today, in the thick of the afternoon rush hour in Chicago, activists and residents who live in some of the city's distressed neighborhoods plan to shut down one of Chicago's busiest roadways. It's the second time within a month that demonstrators have used traffic and infrastructure to draw attention to issues they say are too often ignored in other parts of the city. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
I'm standing at Belmont and Lakeshore Drive. Lakeshore Drive is one of the city's most scenic roads, also one of the most traveled, and it's here where protesters plan to shut traffic down.
We're shutting Lakeshore Drive down to redistribute the pain in Chicago.
Teo Hardiman, an anti-violence activist, crafted the plan with other organizers. The demonstrators plan to block traffic on Lakeshore Drive, then march to Chicago's Wrigley Field to hold a rally. The Chicago Cubs have a home game tonight. For motorists trying to get to the game or to a four-day music festival downtown or simply home, the protests could make that difficult. Hardiman says what the disruption will do is force people on the city's north side to pay attention to the problems residents of the south and west sides grapple with every day.
The message needs to get out because you got political leaders that keep saying everything's okay in Chicago. It's not okay. You got a lot of carnage on the southwest and east side and no economic development, but on the north side by Wrigley Field, people are living a real, real joyous, a good life over here.
And because violence persists in some Chicago neighborhoods, Hardiman and other organizers say Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson need to step down. Whose streets are streets and shut it down have become common refrains at protests across the country in recent years, many prompted by fatal encounters between police and unarmed black men. Early last month, demonstrating Chicagoans took over the lanes of a major expressway as they called for an end to city violence and neighborhood investment. Now comes today's protest aimed at Lakeshore Drive. Mitchell Moss, the director of the Rudin Center for Transportation at New York University, says using roads and infrastructure has become a central feature of this country's protest movement in the 21st century.
In part because I think they're much more visible, and in part also because the protest affects many more people.
Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi says there will be several hundred Chicago police officers present at today's event.
We're there to protect their right to demonstrate, but at the same time, we're not going to disrupt activities at the ballpark. We're not going to tolerate civil disobedience or any type of illegal activity.
The organizers say the effort is not just to push for awareness, but for change, and that often doesn't come without discomfort. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.